All right, welcome to Kitchen Open Late, the podcast from the back of house. I'm Chef Frosty.
And I'm Chef Kwanzaa.
So today, we're going to be discussing a new luxury item in the food world.
Oh, yeah? What is that?
Food itself.
Food itself? Just like plain old groceries?
Seriously, no. Like, apparently food is recently being categorized, like groceries and such, has been recategorized as a luxury item.
And it is so sad.
Yeah, share your feelings a little bit on that. I know when you... So when I told Kwanzaa about this, the literal quote was, wait, is this real?
Yeah, no, so it was, what I thought was happening was, I was seeing or being shown, like, table placements, right?
So yeah, like decorations, basically.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So you would usually see, like, a nice flower thing or a fountain of chocolate, but no, they're putting, like, grapes and stuff as decorations,
like halved oranges and fucking like cheese.
So the one that really baffled me and that really opened my eyes was seeing the Kardashians grape placement, arrangement. Yeah, because they look unwashed, right?
Yeah. Which, so I think it was Kim Kardashian posted a photo of like a party she was at or something, and it had one of the decorations was just big fucking plops of grapes.
Yeah,
off like on the stem, unwashed, dirty grapes. Nothing says luxury.
There was a plant in there, a vase or of some kind. There was some type of floral arrangement, but the main attraction was the grapes. And the reason it stood out to me is because they were unwashed, which means they weren't fake.
Right.
I mean, they look gross.
You could have fake grapes that were unwashed, that look unwashed or whatever.
Sure, they're dusty. Like, you had it there for a long time.
They certainly looked real to me.
No, yes. They're not meant to be ate.
Well, yeah, so... Back in the day, in historical times,
yes,
rich people would buy underripe produce, like pineapples.
Okay.
Buy an unripe pineapple and just, like, rent it to poor people. So, like, when poor people would have friends over, they could be like, oh, like, did you see that they had a pineapple?
That's
they
not must be real. Doing,
that's so 100% that's not true. Real. Yes. Yes, it's true. It is 100% true. Feel free to fact check me, but yes.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, I understand nobility and royalty having food arrangements on their big table to kind of show off to everybody. Like, it's still bad, though, because it's like people are starving around the world.
Yeah, I mean,
but I have so much money and wealth, I can buy food to waste.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I mean, here's the thing. If I went to someone's wedding or some party and they had food as decoration... And someone was like, oh, that's just for decoration. We don't eat that. I'd be like, I'm eating it.
I'm sorry. For one, I would already be picking at it.
Yeah.
And people would be like, what are you doing?
Right.
There's grapes here. I love grapes.
Is that like eating potpourri off the table? Like, I wonder, do rich people think like that?
I bet.
Because if I sit at the table and there's food on it, my yes. only question is, can I have some?
My answer is yes, because the grapes were unwashed. So they do not plan on people eating it.
I mean, I would eat unwashed grapes. It wouldn't bother me.
I would
love it.
Right. I would probably eat one or two and be like, hey, I don't know. Like, I would ask one of the help, right? I'd be like, I don't know if anyone knows, but these grapes didn't get washed.
Yeah.
It doesn't really bother me that much if I could...
I just wouldn't want the kitchen to look bad. Like, it might have slipped by.
So, yeah, two things. I would either say, I'm like, hey, I just want to let, you know, the kitchen staff know.
Yeah.
If you guys want to bring out another one or something, like, sneakily, whatever you do.
Yeah.
And if I could just get, like, a bowl or something, I'll just rinse them off myself.
Yeah. Or is there a water fountain or something? I don't care.
Right,
like,
yeah. Well, I assume there's probably... There may not be a water fountain. I would take it to the bathroom.
I don't know how fancy people do things.
Right. No, so I was recently at a cocktail for the cause place.
Yeah.
With fancy hors d'oeuvres and shit like that. So there's usually not a water fountain.
Yeah. Fair.
And this is one of my first like fancy places. But
I was gonna say actually, it brings up an interesting distinction between poor people and rich people is if I saw unwashed grapes, I'd be like, yeah, I'd delete that.
Yeah.
A rich person would be like, oh, clearly this is not meant for eating because they are unwashed.
No, yeah, I would still eat that. Again, I would ask for a bowl because it's usually just small plates.
Right.
Can I get a container? I can take this to the bathroom, wash this off myself, and continue to eat.
So it actually brings up an interesting point as well. I hate at weddings or edible arrangements or whatever, where it's like really, really intricate cut up fruit.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm just like, God, you wasted so much of that.
It's
the same principle of just like, why are we having food as decoration and wasting it? But when it's just like the garnish itself, the process of having this thing is creating just so much. I hate it. And then you can't eat it either.
I like to believe they didn't waste all the scraps that they, you know, cut off of the pieces. But the truth is, if it's a fancy place like that, they absolutely just tossed it out.
Yeah, I mean, they might use it for something, but man, that's a lot.
Like, if you're carving up an orange, use the rest of it for marmalade or some shit.
Sure. But still, man, like, all that effort, and you're just paying for that. Again, I guess that's a sign of luxury.
Yeah.
That's why high-end places, it's like one little cube of beef with one little...
What the fuck?
This is the most high-end thing on the planet. It survived only off of its own species for its entire life, and this is the last one. You're tasting every one of these at once.
I don't know if poison is actually made this way, but...
I don't know how poison's made either.
No. So there's a Japanese, at least anime thing where you put a bunch of poisonous insects into a jar. They kill each other off, and the strongest one remaining has the highest toxin. You make a poison out of that.
Ah, sure.
But it's like it's kind of like that with these luxury food items. Like, right. Oh, this thing has been distilled, and we sacrificed so much life for this small... 1 cubic inch piece of meat that cost $1,000.
Well, yeah, no shit. I mean, also, what does it say about, like, society if, like, we just described the ultra-high-end things are obviously going to be more money and more expensive, but, like, now, unwashed grapes.
Right.
Oh, they are doing so well. They have filthy grapes on their table. Like, what the fuck?
I never actually thought about it like that, but yes, exactly.
If I walked into my friend's house and he had just grapes laying on his coffee table, I would be like, yo, what the fuck, man? Like,
right, you should probably put these in the fridge.
Were you eating and then sneezed? What happened?
Right, it was like, what, did you just go shopping and forget to put the grapes away? That is what I would assume.
Right.
It's like, oh, your grapes are still out. It's like, yeah, no, it's supposed to be there. I'm like, why?
Is it disrespectful if I eat some? Am I, like, destroying your property now?
Right, are you getting rid of these? Can I have them?
I mean, again, like, am I consuming your artwork?
Are you using these for something? No, they're just here to sit and rot.
I mean, is it the same feeling for rich people? If I walked up to a fancy painting, just ripped a piece off and ate it. I don't know. Apparently, I'm very disconnected from how the bourgeoisie fucking live their life.
So there's another point I want to bring up.
Please do.
And it's about, like... So we saw the thing about the Kardashians' food placement with the grapes.
Yes.
And then there's the charcuterie board.
Charcuterie.
The charcuterie board.
Yep.
Charcuterie.
The appetizer board.
Yes. At, what was that, the Oscars?
The Grammys?
Yeah. And it's like, oh, it's not... So one of the points that was made... when we were watching this thing about it, is that it's not like the celebrities asked for it to be here. It's not their fault. Sure. They should put a stop to it. They've got the money to put a stop to that. I was like, hey, why don't you spend money on the actual decorations? Why don't you protest this with all of your power in the media and your social media and all that good stuff? Like, hey, maybe we shouldn't have this at the Oscars.
Yeah, I mean, whoever's running the Grammys, right? If Jack Nicholson walks up to you and he's just like, hey, I don't like that you wasted... This is a really bad Jack Nicholson.
A little bit.
But if somebody, like a high-caliber person, whatever that means...
Right.
Like, just walked up to you, hey, don't waste food.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't be wasting food.
Or again, like, if someone invites me to the Grammys and there's just food on the table...
I can't wait till that happens with us.
I know, I'd love it so much. I would be eating that food.
Absolutely.
Honestly. You're
sitting there picking at it.
I'd want to kind of meet the kitchen staff.
Again, if it's unwashed.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, no shit.
What?
But again, that's not a kitchen staff thing at that point.
It shouldn't be.
I don't think it is. I think whoever's doing the decorations just has to order grapes.
Right, and they're just put it together. Right. Right, like a wedding arrangement.
Right.
Right.
Because, I mean, like, I don't know, are you washing flowers beforehand? Like,
I feel like you, I guess not. I don't know enough about flowers.
I mean,
I'm a food person.
I don't know. I don't know. My grandmother owned a flower shop. I should know this, but right. I just so don't.
But I feel like there's certain things you do to it so bugs aren't attracted to the flowers.
Yeah.
Or they're not always around it.
Sure, but you can spray that shit on dirty flowers.
Sure.
Can you do it all the time.
Can you at least wet down the like at a grocery store, I mean, when it gets misted?
My question is, clean grapes objectively just look better.
Yes!
So why is it like, or just anything, like really just having an orange? Like, that's it? That's just sitting there steeping its own orangeness?
Right, and that's the craziest thing about this whole thing.
Yeah.
Is it's, it sorry. I just got so passionate. My brain broke. The craziest thing about this,
yep,
is that people are just doing it because it is expensive.
Right, I mean,
it's that so, just shows a fact of life.
Like, flowers are objectively pretty.
Yes.
And they add color. There's so many reasons. And, like, food can add color.
Yes.
But most food, I mean, who sits and stares at an orange?
Right.
Who gets, like, their wife a bag of oranges and is like, oh, this is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. I will keep the, well, it's only because it's expensive. You're 100% correct.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, how is the reaction to that? Not,
maybe
I wish I could fix it. Boy, I wish food went to hungry people. Why is it instead, food's expensive? Well, let's decorate.
Yes, exactly. What?
I can't understand that on a purely human level.
So, I know when I was younger, we used to have fake food arrangements. That used to be a lot more popular when we were young.
I loved fake food.
I hated fake food.
I mean, what I'm talking about is, like, plastic food.
Right, no, I understand.
Oh, why?
Because I always wanted to eat it.
I always wanted to eat it, too. But I wanted it to feel and taste like whatever. I want this thing, this hollow, empty plastic thing,
yes,
to suddenly be legitimately edible and some level of nutritious, and I want it to have a taste. And I want that taste to be inspired by what it is, but it's got to, I want to know. This thing specifically in my mouth.
Nope.
It's got to be like a fucking fruit by the foot that just
yeah, right,
mushes, but I want
to
know.
I mean, half of the ones that I used to see, because I know my family had them,
yep,
was always the marble grapes, glass marble. Yeah. You can't eat those.
I wanted to. They look so good.
I can't. I'm pretty sure I popped at least one of those in my mouth and kind of like jawbreakered it in my cheek.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I popped all my mom's glass shit that was very small for children to put in their mouth. I did that all the time. Marbles?
Yes.
When I was six, I got a bag of marbles.
And just went... Oh, yeah. In your mouth.
All of them ended up in my mouth at some point. I would spit them. Like, that was a game.
Yeah, to shoot it around. Right. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
So you were upset because you wished it was real food,
exactly,
just available to you.
Exactly. And nowadays, we're using real food as decoration.
Yes.
No, because that's
a waste.
And
you're still not allowed to eat it.
And I'm still not allowed to eat it. Right. Right.
How far we've come.
How far we've fallen.
Yeah, I mean, no shit.
Back down the valley that we were at in the first place.
And we've always been in the valley just for different reasons.
Sure.
The world rotates around the valley.
Yes.
And it's just a fucking cycle of what's the worst shit you gotta put up with right now. I'm afraid of when it lands on nuclear war. But Gen Z was recently polled. 4,000 people were surveyed. And Gen Z was talking about their splurge list.
Mm-hmm.
Things they would splurge on. You know, like a luxury.
Yeah.
Number one was food, beating out restaurants, bars, travel, and beauty care.
It was... Sorry. Because it's hilarious how ridiculous it is to think that going out to eat is less expensive than getting your own groceries.
Yeah, no shit. Which is also funny because people aren't going out to eat a lot.
Right.
Because the restaurant industry is struggling so much.
Right.
So it's just like, man, everyone's just kind of fucking up, huh?
It's a terrible... Oh, my goodness. It's a terrible place to kind of be right now when it comes to food.
Yeah, I mean, all around. And I worry about it when it becomes, like, essential things. Like,
yes.
Food. How yes. is that number one as a splurge?
As a luxury item, bro.
Like, oh, I'm feeling fancy. I think I'll get nice groceries.
Right.
Like, I think I can survive off of more than a can of beans.
You know what? I think I'll get peanut butter and jelly today.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, so my goodness.
If you spend, let's just say you spend $300 a month on groceries, yes. which to me still feels like a lot.
That's a lot.
That means you're spending $10 a day. And if you think about it,
yeah.
like, a can of beans is $2. Like, you can get yeah. a big-ass bag of rice, but that still probably breaks down like a dollar. I mean, you're living off of some pretty bare minimum shit
yes.
at $10 a day.
Yes.
So spending what feels like a lot of money is really, you're just surviving.
It's not going very far. Yeah, it's not going very far at all.
Cans of tuna are not cheap. Nothing is 99 cents.
Yeah, I know.
You used to be able to spend $200 at the grocery store. Now it's like $500.
Have a full cart, bro.
Yeah.
Have a full cart. And it's like, okay, maybe you're buying too high-end of stuff.
Yeah.
One, no.
Yep. Yeah.
Even if it is high-end stuff, you should still be able to get a decent amount of things.
Yeah.
Now it's to the point where...
I mean, sorry, go ahead.
Where it's to the point where the low-end stuff are the old high-end prices.
Well, my question is, like, what constitutes high-end?
What constitutes high-end? My only example is ice cream.
I mean, so that's the thing... When I was growing up, so I stopped buying apples recently because it's just like $4 for a bag of like 6 apples.
Shit.
Yeah.
Shit.
When I was a kid, if I said, I'm going to have an apple today and maybe a small bowl of ice cream, in no way would I feel like I'm living a high-end lifestyle.
So what I mean by the ice cream thing is the example is... You can grab one of those giant generic tubs.
Yes.
You used to be able to for like $2.
Oh, yeah.
Like $2 you get like a gallon of ice cream.
Yeah.
And then there's the people who buy Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
Which is a pint or a half pint.
But even back in the day, that was $3.99.
Yes.
Now with that big ass tub is $3.99.
Yeah.
And Ben and Jerry's is like $20.
Yeah, right. That's a luxury item. Like a brand item, is I guess is what I'm saying.
Right.
Like you're buying all the... When it comes to food, it shouldn't matter like that.
Yeah, I mean, generics should be cheap. Sure.
Sure.
Brand name should be medium.
Yes.
And then there's high-end shit.
Yeah.
Like, you have fucking Southern Comfort, and you have, you know, Canadia Club, and then you have fucking Alizé.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Now but it feels to me like Captain Crunch is Alizé.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to be fancy. I mean, fuck. Buying a bag, a big-ass bag of generic brand Captain Crunch
yes.
feels like Alizé to me.
Yeah. I was just going to say, it feels like you're just buying the regular brand.
It's like, I don't know if I need this to live.
No.
Really, that's what it feels like. Mm-hmm. Anything where it's like, can I survive without this?
Mm-hmm.
Which I get it. Everyone says that is what a luxury feels like.
Right.
But it shouldn't be literal.
It shouldn't be food.
It shouldn't be so literal that people could die because of the wrong choices.
Yeah.
Wrong yes. choices. Generic brand shit.
No, but yeah, again, it shouldn't be food. Food should never be like, oh, can I afford to buy this food?
No, it should not be a luxury item.
No.
I mean, let's define what luxury is. So... In the restaurant world, there's always been, like, 4 tiers. It's like, but even back in the day, fast food and fast casual were kind of in the same thing. Where it's like, this is generic.
Yeah.
And then you had most restaurants, to me it felt like, were individual unique things.
Yeah.
Not every restaurant in town was a chain.
No.
And then you had ultra high-end things where you were going to spend a lot of money.
Right.
And it was... an experience.
Yeah, exactly. You pay for the experience on that one.
Now it feels like everything is generic and you're paying for an experience.
Right, but you're not getting a good experience.
No.
You're just getting a bullshit experience.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't want to spend $20 getting fast food.
No, right.
I mean, I don't know. It's a weird place to be because part of me wonders, is this just what getting old feels like? But then there's statistical information out there. And I'm like, okay, well, at least I'm not crazy for wanting to eat.
So I know you have a very strict diet.
Which is,
I bet. But I guess my kind of question is, every time I go back home to Michigan, I get on the train, and at the train station, I usually get some McDonald's.
Yes.
And there are times I've spent like $20 on 4 items, bro.
Yes.
Did you get any... on your way here? Of course not.
Not this time, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's so...
And granted, that's a fucking Amtrak train station McDonald's downtown Chicago.
Yes.
Gotta be a little different.
Sure. But still, bro.
Yeah.
It's a fast food place. No.
My dad recently said he got two burgers from Burger King for $5. He was like, that's a hell of a deal right there. You gotta use those coupons. I was like...
Gotta use those coupons?
Yeah. I was like, bro, that was never a deal back in the day.
No.
There was, like, the dollar menu, and then there's the 2-for-5 menu, and then there's the other shit.
Right.
Like, it's... I want to know what a luxury should be. Like...
A Big Mac is working, a luxury item.
Working all the time to barely be able to afford cans of tuna and cans of beans. Not even baked beans. Generic beans.
Right.
Like...
And then a loaf of bread.
Seriously, go to the store and just try to spend $10 on a full day's worth of food where you'll be satiated. Fuck it. I don't even throw water in, but let's say you don't have access to water. Good, clean drinking. Like, you live in Flint, Michigan.
Right.
You probably want to buy something to deal with that. And if you're going out, either you commute, I'll take a bottle of water. That alone is $2 off of your day right there.
Yeah. A bottle of water is like
$2. Buy a can of beans, that's another $2. You're at $4 already. Let's say you live in a state where there's tax.
Yeah.
You might be at $5 really quick by buying a bottle of water and a can of beans.
Yeah, a loaf of bread is like $2.
Yeah. If you want to buy an instant pack of rice because you want to use it because you're on the go, that's another $4 right there.
And that's
your entire day.
That's it right there.
There's your $10. Enjoy yourself, asshole.
Beans, rice, bread, and water.
Right.
That's all you get. No condiments, nothing.
And people always say, well, just... go buy bulk, which is inherently more expensive because you have to buy so much, but overall cheaper.
Right.
Well, here's the thing. I can't give up eating for 2 weeks to save up enough money to buy
the bulk.
Love to, but man, it's really hard when I'm only able to afford a can of beans and...
Right. I need to eat every day.
Right.
So I can't afford to wait.
Right.
Oh.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, and those are like, yeah, if you buy a bag of chicken breast, that's $8. That's protein for the week. But again, if you're spending $10 a day, that's your $10.
Right. There you go. Right.
Right. When you got enough food for the rest of the week and you can build it out, and that's how shopping works. But
yeah, no, but you're supposed to be able to, theoretically buy at the beginning of the week, the beginning of the 2 weeks, beginning of the month for that whole period of time. Not on a daily basis is what you're hoping to have happen.
I know, because I lived it 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I would go to the grocery store, fucking whatever, 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
In my life, throughout most of my life.
Right.
I would go to the grocery store and, like, I'm going to buy a month's worth of food. And I'll spend $250, $300 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just a little bit out of one check.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry about it for the rest of the month.
Right.
I pay my bills like that, too.
Yeah.
Everything was just all in big lump sums that I had calculated out.
Yep.
And I could buy so much food.
Yes.
Fill up my fridge.
Yes.
And then even if I wanted to, I could go spend a little extra money and I'll buy some condiments or something.
Right.
I'll go out to eat.
Right. I decided to go out to eat this day.
Now it's like, I'm spending $200 a week.
Right.
And like, I eat a beef patty and a chicken breast and some salad.
Yeah.
And some eggs.
This
protein powder is the most expensive thing I buy as one item.
The fact that your diet is so regimented, and so bare bones, I bet you really feel the hit on this change.
Yeah, I mean, cutting out apples while sounding small is like, well, that's the one thing less I get to eat,
right?
And I try to have calories at a certain point,
right?
So I'm living at effectively bare minimum human levels.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, yeah, I'd really prefer not to give up things because I need to. Them.
Right, exactly.
These luxuries like eating.
Right. No, and I love that I have you as an example here.
Sure.
Again, because your diet is so regimented.
Right.
And it's one thing that I can't do, right, that you do, and I commend you on what you do. But the fact of the matter that everything going up in price, like you said, you could spend this amount of money on getting exactly what you know you need and exactly what you know you'll eat for this amount of time.
So, sorry, go ahead.
And now that's changed. So you can spend the same amount of money on the items, but it covers less distance.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only that, but it brings up an interesting point because the luxury items are the healthy items.
Yeah.
Like, it's all fruit and berries and figs and, like...
Yeah.
I mean, again, I gave up apples.
Right.
I could go buy a bag of chicken nuggets or something.
Yeah.
Or even as bad an example as it might be, if you get 2 for $5 hamburgers, mm-hmm. even with a coupon,
right.
that's still a better use of your $10 a day.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's not great quality food.
It's not. And that is part of the thing that I'm trapped into.
Right.
Is that it's just so much cheaper for me to buy these bulk bullshit items.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Water and soda pop are almost exactly the same price, if not... Soda might be cheaper in some cases.
I usually drink tap. But because of the water system in Evanston,
yeah.
I might start diverting from that. So which means that's another item that I have to add into my grocery list.
Every once in a while when I'm out for my run or walk or whatever, I want to get a water bottle. And I'll look at the prices. And the cheapest one is... You can't really find one for 99 cents very often.
Aquafina? Or Ice
Like, even Mountain? Ice Mountain no. is, like, yeah. like, even the generic brands...
Like, 129 or some shit like that?
Because they got rid of the small bottles in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
Not, I don't know that statistically, but as I walk around...
Yeah.
Especially in Chicago, I'm
yeah.
like...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, 99 cent, nothing? Why is everything $2.99?
And just tacked $2 extra on
it. And again, the argument, of course, is always going to be, well, don't live there, asshole, but...
Don't live there?
Sure, okay, fair argument.
No!
Yeah, absolutely
don't
fair argument.
Don't live where you live?
If the price is expensive somewhere and your only complaint is about the price, and okay. it's statistically true that in urban, more populous environments, prices are just going to be higher.
Yeah.
That's a proven fact.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of doing it to yourself if you continue to choose to live there.
Cool.
Even if that's the only con, if that's the only thing you ever bitch about,
yep.
valid as it might be.
So what's my option?
Move somewhere cheaper. Move somewhere cheaper, buy land, get a garden going so you can cultivate your own stuff. I mean, ideally, invest in animals and stuff.
So, save up money where I'm at now.
Yep.
By giving up more of the necessities that I need to save that money.
Yep.
And hope that I can buy a house and land somewhere.
Right. Or, you know, or just live off the fucking fake bullshit they pump into you.
Yeah.
Live off of chicken nuggets and mac and ramen noodles are always cheap.
Yes.
That shit's never gone up in price.
Ah, but it's so bad for you.
I don't know what they need to make it then. That scares me.
Yeah, no.
Every other food item's gone up in price.
As a person who constantly lives off of ramen, it's so bad for you.
I mean, unless you get it from, like, Strings or somewhere proper.
Sure, but that is quite expensive at times.
Yeah, but, like, why are the healthy foods, like, the expensive foods? Like, I get it. Organic should be a little more expensive.
Hmm.
But it used to be...
Yes.
Like, normal is 99 cents, organic is $1.29.
Yeah, something like
now
that.
Now it's like, normal is $1.29, and organic is $3.50.
At least.
I don't understand. Why is it more expensive to grow something organically, the way it was originally meant to be grown?
It's a good question, because you think pesticides is the thing that would make things more expensive.
Right. And why is health luxurious in that regard? Like, you want organic, you want kombucha, you want microgreens. I love greens on a sandwich. Oh, my God. You ever had, like, microgreens?
I don't know what
Just green, like, sprouts.
Like bean sprouts and onion sprouts? Or
kind of like very small little...
Like little white stringy things?
Like pubes, yeah.
Like little, like that you would get in like Chinese food?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I love those.
Those on a sandwich are great.
Never had it.
Real expensive.
I would love
it. It's like five...
Never mind. I will never have it.
It's got to be the difference between like crack and cocaine. Because those things are like $5.99 an ounce.
That's fair. That's
and you only get them at health food stores, which are just so expensive.
So... Let me go into the fact of how expensive healthy foods are, right?
Health food stores, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
With health food stores. How, like, Whole Foods, you would consider a health food store, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That is so expensive.
Sure, yes.
Why are they still around? Like, how?
Because people are willing to pay for it, and again, it's kind of a status symbol thing.
Sure.
I mean... If you shop at Whole Foods, that kind of says something about you.
I guess it does, because I don't.
I mean, again, it's a bothersome thing to me where it's like, oh, I'm choosing to be healthy.
Yes.
This is a status thing now. Like, it's really not. I'm not better than you. I shouldn't have to be.
No, I'm not trying to be better than you. I'm trying to be the best I can be, but I can't because I'm being stifled by the price of healthy foods.
Yeah, I mean, 100 years ago, people were just farmers. Like, I mean, there are farmers today, but
right.
100 years ago, there were a lot of people just like, I'm working for my food.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you would think that, so I feel like, and I could be wrong, that, like, you could go to a farmer and get a decent price and get healthy food there, right? You would get it from the exact, you know, the crops. You wouldn't have to do anything to preserve it and all that good stuff. But now you can't even do that because organic food is super expensive. And if you want to have a bountiful crop, you need to do things to it.
Yeah, I mean, every once in a while you can see one of those trucks on the side of the road, like a pickup truck with crates. Yes. And like fruit, $1.
Right. You see that so much less nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, it's you have to be on back roads or just parts of Chicago.
Yeah, oh yeah. If you're talking about out here, absolutely. Like, it used to be, if you're taking the back roads back where we're from, back in Michigan,
yeah,
that you would just see that every now and then, right?
I mean, here in Chicago, there's a lot of Hispanic families who are just selling fruit out of their truck.
Sure.
Just go to a Hispanic neighborhood, you'll see it.
Well, I don't, you know.
Yeah. You don't venture out much.
I don't venture out much at all.
But yeah, I mean, no, then, but if you have a farmer's market, let's say,
yeah,
that's just fucking old white women taking it over, and then
it's right,
like, everything's like,
yeah,
real expensive, real hyper branded. It's like, ugh.
Oh my goodness! And ain't that the truth? The farmer's market is no longer for the farmers.
No,
it's for the bored housewives,
right?
To make their little cookies,
yeah,
or their
always suck.
They're not usually great.
I used to. Here's why I'm mad. When I went to farmers markets, it was like little kid with the Huck Finn hat and the rolled up jeans,
yeah,
and no shirt, sucking on the wheats. Like,
yeah,
like, I made some donuts. I'm like, these are great, fantastic, and cider too. Hooray! And now it's like a white lady with a Karen haircut,
right?
And it's like, I made jam. And it's like, no, you didn't.
And it's gluten free.
Yeah.
And it's this, that, and the other. I'm like, no, I do not want your hard ass,
yeah,
stale ass, flavorless bullshit gluten-free cookies, bro.
Yeah.
No, give me some real chocolate chip, like, Southern hospitality,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Like, I want to have a heart attack as I'm eating this.
Right.
Please.
I want a sassy grandmother to be like, you eat these up now. There you go.
Right. That gives me a free sample.
Absolutely.
Maybe two.
Oh, yeah. That's how drug addicts do it.
Exactly.
First time's free. What happened to that?
What? Yeah, no. You want to sell me your whole little kit and caboodle.
Right.
Like, it's all nice and fancy. It's carved in a cat and stuff. Oh, this is for Save the Puppies.
Yeah.
I want to turn them into little dogs. Oh, this one is a little poodle.
Yeah.
This one is a corgi. Oh, isn't it so cute? It took me so long. Each cookie is $30. Fuck you.
It's also funny, too, because it depends on, the, like, how affluent you are is how they treat you as well.
You'd
be walking past the booze, and they'll be like, hey, would you like to try something? And then we walk by.
Yeah.
Hi.
Right. Right. They don't give a fuck about us.
I can see you have no money, so.
Right, exactly. You're not going to buy anything. Yeah. You're not trying to sell to everybody. You don't know me, bro. You don't know me.
No samples.
Right.
No homeless. Please, thank you. No homeless.
That's so true. Sorry, no free samples.
Yeah.
No, I didn't even look in your direction.
Right.
No free samples.
Man, fuck you.
Yelled at?
Well, again, it's that luxury item, man, you know.
Right, exactly. It's
It feels like,
so
that's what
sad.
That's what farmers markets feel like. When you go to a street fair,
mm-hmm,
and someone's selling their fucking jewelry,
wow,
which I actually do love.
Yeah, it's
cool. I love
cool.
homemade jewelry. I don't love it when it's like homemade bullshit food that's so expensive.
Yeah.
Because you just gotta throw it out. If you don't sell it.
Yeah, that is so true, and that is a thought I had not had.
When you walk through a street festival, like, it's Pride going on right now.
Right, exactly.
Like, all the garbage cans are just full of food.
That's true. There is a lot of food in those big old garbage cans out there.
And now if it's just decoration, I mean, nobody's taking that back to the kitchen, because it's been, you can't. That's
yeah,
the rule.
You
Once
can't.
It hits the table, you can't reuse it.
Nope.
So, literally, all that food is getting wasted.
Right. The only thing that you can really do is, like, do either one of you guys want this?
Right.
Like, did they eat off of it? Then probably not.
At very least, I mean, and that's the problem, too. You can't just give it to homeless people, because then if they get sick, they can sue you.
Right!
Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
How about you just, once all the celebrities leave, you just set up a stand and it's like, sign a waiver, we'll give you a box.
Whoa, bro. Like,
why is that so hard?
How's that not a thing?
I consent that I might die.
Right.
I'm starving and homeless.
Exactly. Let me get some food, bro.
I mean, I don't know. In that moment, I've been there. I've been starving to death. And I'm like, never am I like, you know what? I'd like to fuck somebody over right now.
Right. Yeah. I know.
Food is important, but if I could get some, like, yeah, I'd like some more money, but that's a lot of work.
I'm not going to lie to you. I have met those people, though.
Yeah, me too.
I have unfortunately met those people that will con you out of a meal and then screw you over.
But they're like career criminals.
Yes.
They're like 1920 cartoon villains.
This is what they do.
Yeah.
That's their whole goal in life.
And, like, no offense, but, like, if you can't smell that, kind of shame on you.
That's fair. Like, that's fair. Yeah, no. No, they got me once or twice, and that was it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the first time you get it?
Shame on you, shame on me, and that's it.
Unless you're so rich.
Yes.
That you can buy your way out of it.
Right.
That's the beauty of being poor, is it teaches you lessons.
Right. No, lessons you actually learn.
If you have to go to the grocery store, and someone beats you up and steals that $20, your only concern is, I'm going to get a whooping from my mom because I lost that $20.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
My father's going to be so mad. I should have fought better.
Right. I should have fought better, and now you're contemplating,
yep,
how do I get into the store and steal the items I need?
I need to steal a lot of... I'm gonna,
how?
How can I conjure up $20 right now?
Okay, who do I need to rob? Right, and that turns you into a criminal.
Right. Hard times, man.
It's so true. It's so true.
But I mean, I don't know. For me, the bar has moved a little bit. Because if I hear somebody... That's how I kind of define rich people.
I'm sorry, the bar has moved up or down?
Down.
Okay.
Because it's like, if you can... If you don't have the thought all the time in your head, how am I going to afford food?
Mm.
Yeah, you're kind of a rich person in my mind.
Yes.
Because that kind of always exists for me.
Yes.
All the time.
So it's slightly... It exists a little bit less, I think, for most restaurant workers, especially if you're working in the kitchen, because it exists a little bit less for me as long as I plan out my meal for work, because I get one meal for work.
Yep.
And I'll snack maybe a little bit, but my meal for work is a snack for that work shift.
Yep.
A snack for that night when I get home.
Yep.
And breakfast.
Yep.
My one meal covers almost three.
Yep. So, normally I can eat all my meals before work because I eat in such a small window.
Right.
But some days I work 13 hours.
Right.
And we're not allowed to eat at work at all.
Stupid.
We're allowed, if we take a break, we're allowed to shift. We have to eat it hidden behind the garbage can so customers can't see us. They don't want to see the help eating.
Eating, right. I don't want them surviving.
That's a luxury.
They're not real people.
Why
right,
help,
it's a luxury.
Why is the help having so much luxury? Food, right? Pay them less. This is why everything's so expensive. They deserve less.
Less, right. Well, if they weren't eating, I wouldn't have to pay this much.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have to wait so long
but
for
so,
my food.
That's always a fun game to play as a chef. Like, okay, how do I... At what point... Will I be so hungry that I need to eat?
Yeah.
But I know I can last long enough that the rest of the shift isn't miserable at some point.
Exactly.
You don't want to eat too early, and then the last 2 hours, it's like, ugh. It's been more than 24 hours, I haven't eaten. I'm not dying, I'm just lightheaded and hot.
And you don't want to start eating when you know it's going to get busy.
Right.
Because then you won't eat.
Right, and you just arouse your appetite.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm so hungry.
And
it's it's painful. Literally painful.
Yes.
To be cooking food.
And you can't
eat. And you can't eat it. It's like being in the ocean with salt water.
Right. I'm so thirsty. Look at all this water I can't have.
If I fulfill my basic human need, I might be fired on the spot. Boy, I love my job.
Oh, my goodness, yes. That's so true. I got made fun of by my coworkers, my friend of the house coworkers.
Oh, well, of course.
Because they could slightly see me through the window while I was in the prep area, not the cook area. You know how that, like the
the off place to the side.
Yeah, off. I was way off to the side in the corner, bro.
Yep.
And I'm sitting there eating and talking, and they are like staring over the counter, looking at me. Nom 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 nom. Oh, you're eating in plain view. Don't y'all eat out front?
You guys eat behind the bar.
Right. What do you mean? So I just like kind of kept tucking to the back. You can't see me unless you're looking for me. Get off my ass. Let me eat.
You eat at the bar while you're ignoring customers who have an empty drink.
Yeah, that have an empty drink.
And their food is getting cold in the window.
And then you're taking shots.
Yeah. You do that in public. Why can't... I mean, it's weird for me to sit down at a table and eat.
Yes.
It's so weird. I get antsy.
No.
I need to be standing hunched over.
When I started working at Walmart, they forced us to have, I think, 2 15s an hour.
Yeah.
So that hour lunch used to be so antsy for me.
Yeah.
I was like, what am I supposed to... Like, when I first started, I would take that hour lunch. I would eat in, like, 10, 15 minutes and then didn't know what to do.
No, it feels like torture. And literally, boredom is a form of torture.
Yes. Yes, it is.
They've done experiments where people will be left in a room alone for, like, an hour with no stimulation except for a box that shocks them.
Yep.
Painfully.
Yep.
And before they go in, they try the box, and they're like, I would never do that again. That sucks. Like, 3 minutes.
They're shocking themselves again.
Over and over again.
Right. At least it's some type of stimuli.
Right.
Me, myself, I would keep shocking myself until the battery ran out.
Yeah. Then I'm opening this box. How much shit can I get out of here?
Well, no, I just like the feeling of the shock.
I need mental stimulation. And I mean,
yes, but...
Sitting in a break room or walking around the store... Mm-hmm. Or sitting in my car, or whatever, man. It's just like, God, I'm trapped here, and there's no task.
There's no, yeah.
And I'm not getting paid.
Right. And especially with the places that forces you to take it.
Yeah.
So they can be within regulations. It's like, can I just come back early? No. No, you can't. I was like, but I have so much extra work I need to do today.
Right.
Can I just have a shorter lunch? No. No, you can't.
No, blah, you can blah, stay blah. Late.
Right.
Which like, makes no sense.
Which makes no sense. Let me just take a short lunch.
Or, how about this? Just don't make me clock out for lunch.
Yeah.
How about you just let people eat when they're hungry? How is that hurting things?
No, because it needs to be scheduled.
If someone walks into the kitchen and there's some fries that were too old to serve.
Sure.
But there's people will still eat that garbage.
Absolutely.
But the customer is not good for them. Mm-hmm. Like, why is it better to throw that away when people are so hungry?
What?
In a place where no one can see them eat. Why is that better?
Sorry, as my boss would say, why is there extra fries here anyways?
How about this?
As he eating them.
At the end of the shift, every server gives $1. Mm. That's just the food budget. And any food that we're going to throw out that is perfectly edible, they can have access to.
Sure.
The kitchen will do it too. Yeah. Fuck it. And you don't make us clock out for eating.
Even though we should just be getting tipped regardless. But
I mean, that's a different argument.
That's a completely different argument.
Tell me why throwing it away is better. When I worked at Barnes & Noble... I was starving to death. I was living off of, like, I would make a hot dog every day.
Mm-hmm.
Just a plain bun and dog.
Jesus.
And that was all I would eat all day. And I'd have to walk 2 hours to get to work.
Right.
And then walk 2 hours home.
Jeez.
And at night, I worked in the cafe, and I would have to ladle out the soup, one ladle at a time, and count them to, like, understand how many cups we lost.
Yeah, how much cost. Yep.
And I said, I will bring in Tupperware. Can I just ladle it into the Tupperware?
Yep.
They said no.
Yep.
I said, please, God, I'm so hungry.
Yep.
No.
Nope.
Can I take these sandwiches you're throwing away? No.
No.
Can I at least have, the coffee you're dumping out? Can I drink that in the morning? No. Why is it better?
To waste food than give it away.
And how do you feel better about that?
It used to be that way at Wendy's, too, because we had a bucket up underneath the grill. Like if we messed up a sandwich or something got sent back, we had to throw it into that bucket and then count it at the end of the night.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, there is so much food here. Can I have it? It's like, no. No, we have to count the waste.
Yeah.
We have to throw it out. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Every once in a while, I make a salad and I dress it and I toss it and I just say, oh, fuck, no onion. God damn it.
Right.
I have to throw that whole salad away.
Whole salad.
Why is it not okay for me to set it off to the side and be like, hey, if anyone's hungry, you can come pick up the salad real quick.
Yeah.
Just come and grab a fucking forkful.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Y'all are just standing back here watching me anyway. Why is it? It's literally costing you nothing if you're standing there picking at a salad.
Yes.
Versus standing there waiting for your food.
Yes.
It is hurting no one.
Can I just say that I think I speak for both of us when we say that these are regulations that are put in place by our hierarchy, and we still kind of salvage as much food as we can.
I'll always, if there's something that's pretty good, and I might have a cheat day or something, I'm going to, a whole ass burger.
Right.
I don't give a fuck. If no one took a bite of that shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Quality Absolutely. Control. That's the beauty of the management in the kitchen. I gotta test it.
Gotta test it. What was wrong?
What was wrong?
They didn't like it. Let me see.
I mean, fuck. When we do fries, sometimes they sit. Mm-hmm. I gotta try one every once in a while.
Yeah,
but you got, if you're gonna be dumb, be smart about it.
Right. Exactly.
Try one every once in a while. They're, cut 1/8 off of a quesadilla.
Yeah.
Do that 8 times. You got a whole quesadilla.
Whole quesadilla. No, there have definitely been times where a nacho gets sent back, yep. like the whole ass nacho yeah. too.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, the cheese wasn't hot enough.
Yeah.
Or some bullshit.
Yep.
And it's like, I don't want this whole nacho. Don't throw it away, servers. Just yeah. put it back here, and I'll kind of nibble on it.
Yeah.
At least get some use out of it, bro.
I know. I'll never understand the argument of an owner. I want to save money. Throw more food away. Here's the thing. If a server buys food.
Yep.
And pays for it.
Yep.
Yes, that food is being paid for, mm-hmm. but still at a discounted rate, yep. and also using more product when you can just use the product that you're throwing away.
Yes. Yeah. And I so
do an auction. Fuck it. Here's a salad I made. Who wants this salad? One person? How much would you like to pay for it?
I love that idea, actually.
Why not?
I love that. It feels a little much, but no, I like that idea. Let's get something out of it.
Yeah.
Let's start it down at $1 at least.
Take it off your tips.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey,
you there can wage you go. Your tips, and you can only bet as many tips as you have.
So my only logical explanation is if it's like, oh, if a messed up item happens, then you get to have it. Then the assumption always is that means you're going to purposely mess up items. And then, so you can eat them. Oh, you must have messed this burger up on purpose so you can have it. No!
I mean, I honestly think it goes back to food being a luxury item.
Mm.
These are for my customers.
Right.
This isn't for you.
Right.
You can pay me for it, but like in no way is this in any way inherently for you. You can become a customer, but yeah. it's not meant to help my staff.
Okay, yeah.
And that's kind of any transaction business right now. Mm-hmm. You have a job. You're meant to help me. Mm-hmm. I have no responsibility for you. Take responsibility for yourself. If you can't afford food, why don't you get a better job? Why don't you work harder? Why don't you work more hours? Why don't you get a second job? Why don't you get a roommate? Why don't you buy cheaper food?
I love that.
Why don't you eat less?
Why don't you eat less? Oh, I love that it starts out with, why don't you get a better job? Because this job isn't good enough for you.
Right.
Because it's such a shitty job.
Why are you saying it's a bad job?
Yeah. No.
If you like it so much, why don't you just leave?
That is an unfortunate truth, but also a thing that I kind of say to a coworker of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, my question is, if you don't like feeding people so much, why do you own a restaurant?
Right.
Why are you looking at hungry people who work for you?
Right.
And saying, yeah, fuck you.
Right. Why are you denying us food?
I would rather waste this food
mm-hmm.
because that, whatever, like, and if I give it to you, it's charity. Look how right. generous I am to right. give of my wealth.
Yes. That's literally how it is.
It feels like, I mean, even in low-end casual restaurant, it feels totally like you are the serfs
mm-hmm.
and we are the fucking aristocrats.
Yeah.
And you are beneath us.
We are fucking
You're
noble.
The servants.
Mm-hmm.
And I am the owner. I own you. Mm-hmm. I own this. Without me, you would not be here. You should be grateful I even give you the chance to buy this food at a discount.
Exactly.
How generous I am with my wealth. And it's all a fucking status thing.
It is just nobles and commoners.
Because charity doesn't look good.
It should.
But it doesn't.
It's supposed to.
Hoarding looks good. Waste yeah. looks good. Excess looks good.
Excess looks good. I will agree with that one.
If you have so much food and so much wealth, you can afford to literally throw it away for decoration.
Oh, and then we come full circle on how stupid that is. That you will use real food. Real food that degrades. Because that means you have so much money you can afford actual food
yep.
and that you can continue to rotate out the decoration.
Yeah.
Instead of just buying a fake thing that looks like the food that will last forever.
That's why I hate excessive garnish on plates. Or like the micro designs and shit. Or again, the fucking like ultra.
Yeah, chop it up, make it look.
Yeah, it's pretty, man. But you know what's pretty is just a nice good burger.
Right, or a full ass orange instead of like the slice that you turn into a butterfly.
Right.
I just have the rest of the orange, please?
Yeah, again, you're marveling at it because it's artwork.
Yeah, it's cool. Right. It's cool. What'd you do with the rest of the orange? Oh, we just touched
it. I appreciate that there's a form of my craft where you can eat artwork that someone makes. Mm-hmm. I love that.
That's cool.
And I understand why you pay more for it.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, at this point in my life, if let's just say nothing good ever happened, or nothing ever changed, let's say I stay at the same kind of level I'm at.
Okay.
I would never be able to have that experience unless I saved for years.
Right. Right.
And that's, again, or even buying in bulk. It's like, if I got a wife and we both worked really hard, we could probably manage that. And then we get into a cycle where we start to pick up.
Yeah.
But
it's, you're doggy paddling.
Right.
That's all you're doing. You're never on shore.
And I refuse to go on food stamps.
Me too.
On principle.
I don't know why. I feel like that's stupid of both of us. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to put that out there in the world.
I can survive. Some people need it.
It's true.
I don't need it to the point where I'm dying.
But there's so many people who would take advantage of that.
But
why shouldn't we be one of those people?
Because to me, it feels like taking advantage. And I can't consciously do that.
Yeah, I can't either.
That's why.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
I want to say that that's dumb.
But I mean, it's really, that's the way you're successful, is you take advantage of people and you take what you yeah. It's fuck you got mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the goal is that you can do that long enough till you get to a point where you are successful, and then you can do the good.
Sure.
But how much does that journey corrupt you?
Right.
If you're at the point where you can look at food being wasted and say,
no.
Why are all those people hungry? There's so much food.
Yeah.
Let them eat cake.
Yeah.
You know that story, right?
No.
It's fictional.
Yeah.
But it's like Marie Antoinette was asked, she was like, how can you have so much wealth and splurge so much on all this excess food when people can't even afford to have bread? And her response, according to legend, was just like, just let them eat cake.
Why would you?
Like, but there's so much. Why would you want bread anyway? Cake is so much better. Why are they complaining about bread? These guys are stupid. That's why they don't have money.
So now, she never, disconnected.
She never actually said that or something like. There was a weird translation. I don't have the exact information
text
in front of me.
Text in front of you, right?
Part of the beauty of this podcast is we don't have all the answers.
No, this is all usually speculation.
Absolutely. But most people attribute that saying to this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Of the rich people's attitude. But it does kind of feel like that.
It does. Again.
I mean, to me, it's literally, let them eat our garbage.
But,
let them eat our thrown away decorations, I guess.
I'm sorry, but that doesn't even happen. We already mentioned that. We can't give the food away to the homeless.
I mean, you can dig through the garbage if you want.
Okay.
A lot of people do that.
About that.
Okay.
While working at Wendy's, it was like, even if they go into our garbage and eat it, we are still liable.
Yep.
So that's why we lock our garbages sometimes. That's why we stop people from digging in our garbages.
A lot of people do that, actually. That's
fuck, bro. We can't even allow them to eat our garbage.
That's why the garbage can's always in a little fucking wooden box or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's locked up and shit. Yeah.
That's why. And then they still have chains on top of them.
Right.
It's crazy.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
We lock our garbages.
Yeah.
What?
Don't want people stealing. It's always, the argument's always, I don't want people throwing stuff out in here. It's like, well,
right, no, it's stealing.
Yeah.
It's not filling
I mean,
up your garbage.
Maybe it's throwing stuff out in there. I get it. If it's full, you can't do it, but I've still thrown shit out in a garbage can if it's locked.
Yeah, exactly.
What I can't do is dig through it.
Exactly. So it's preventing you to dig through it.
Right.
Maybe putting a body in there, but that's not your fault.
Right. I mean, again, the things I'm willing to eat, just because it's like, I'd like this not to be wasteful.
Yeah.
Like back in the day at the club, we used to be able to take buckets. Like seriously, pickle buckets. 5-gallon pickle buckets.
Yes.
Full of food home from buffets.
Oh my God, that sustained me for my quote unquote college career.
Months, dude. You could live forever.
Just buckets of slop.
We did one buffet a month at least.
Yes.
So much food.
Yes.
Then the caper came in, our GM.
Did he stop it?
He said we were allowed to take one
box.
That we had to pay for it first, and then that kind of mellowed. We were allowed to take one free box.
Right.
But even then, it was like, for a while, he would weigh it. He was like, it can't exceed a certain weight, because a lot of people were stuffing that shit full.
Yeah.
To the point where the boxes were breaking, so we were taking too many boxes. We were trying to, diaper it together.
Yeah, exactly, with two boxes, yeah.
But again, I'm like, but we're throwing it away.
Exactly.
What is this hurting?
And at that point, it's not like we're making food the wrong way or making excess food on purpose.
Right.
We're making a buffet food. Like, we're gonna make too much.
If I make, like, a berry tart and I bake it in a hotel pan and everyone eats out of it. There's inevitably a ring around the side of the crusty little harder bits.
If I want that, let me have it.
Let me have it.
Let me have it.
Let me take it up. It's one big piece. It's like a fruit by the foot, but it's just one long just hard rod.
Edges.
Yeah.
Just give me the edges,
That's
bro.
That's the best part anyway.
I just want the edges.
And I'm happy. I'm so happy now.
That's like, oh. So there have been times in my life where I'll be around someone who doesn't like the edge of Pop-Tarts, or they cut off the crust of bread, or they don't want all of their chicken wing. I'm like, bro, give me that.
Yeah.
I don't want it, but I don't want it to go to waste.
You know, you and I both know a girl who used to visit me at the bar all the time when I was working at the bar.
Mm.
Who would order chicken wings and leave so much meat on them bones.
So much meat.
And then bitch about me eating it.
Why?
Because why don't you get your own? But you're done with it.
You're done with it. You don't want this, right?
And it's being thrown. Because again, it's just, I look like an urchin. Because she was relatively wealthy.
Yep. Bro, I did this when I worked at a bar in Kalamazoo.
Yep.
We went to a party. It was like an employee party. They bought a bunch of wings and pizza and shit. And me and my boy Austin are outside, and he's eating his wings, and he's like, num, num, put the wing down. Num, num, put the wing down. I'm like, I know I didn't put in on the wings, and I put in on the pizza, right? Are you going to finish those wings?
Yeah.
He's like, they're done. I'm like, there's so much meat on there. I guess if you want it. And I was like, cool. And I would just start smashing. Yeah. And he looked at me like I was an urchin. Right. I'm like, I'm not going to waste this food.
Every two wings, I'm getting a full wing.
Yes.
That's how much you're wasting on this.
Right.
Why is it uncool for you to eat this?
And it was like even like a fat drumstick.
Yeah.
They would just eat the sides.
Oh.
And there'd be so much head and tail left,
bro. I hate that. I hate that so much.
They can't get in the space between the wings.
I don't get that. You pull them apart.
No, you can't do that.
Like a lover's legs. Just oop, and then you get the clitoris of meat inside.
Right. Nope. There was just so much meat on every single wing, bro.
Why do people like fucking flats if they're only eating the outside?
Yeah.
What is the only enjoyable part of flats is you take the one bone out and you get rid of it because it's clean.
Yeah.
And then you take the other bone, you stick it entirely in your mouth, and just, perfect, slides off.
I never know which bone I'm supposed to take.
It doesn't
matter.
I always
get it wrong.
I would take the smaller one out.
I think I'm trying to figure that out nowadays. Yeah. But it matters which end you take.
Yes.
Yeah, and I always get that wrong.
You got to grab the end without the fat knob on it. The fat nub where the bones are connected, you want that part in your mouth.
I think I understand what you're talking about.
We'll do a tutorial on our YouTube channel, Less Tasted.
Yeah, cool.
And I think that actually transitions us perfectly into everyone's favorite part of the day. Would you rather?
Would you rather?
So I actually have a would you rather for this one.
Okay.
It's on brand for the day.
Yeah.
Would you rather pay a huge amount of money? Let's say $1 million.
Sure.
Which to me feels like a lot.
Yep.
I understand that's the amount you need to fucking be able to qualify for a low-income housing area, but literally.
Right.
Anyway, would you rather pay a large amount of money for a gourmet, elegant meal? Like, your version of it. Whatever the fanciest, most extreme, pleasurable meal you could ever have.
Uh-huh.
And you only get it once.
Mm-hmm.
Or pay the same amount for a year's worth of your favorite food.
Is this a actual question?
yes.
I honestly have always believed quantity is a quality on its own.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, so
if it's quality over quantity, I don't understand the problem.
No, me neither.
Can I get a lot of something I like? I don't, because here's the thing, I just like a lot of shit.
Sure.
So if it's my favorite thing, yeah.
I feel like it shouldn't be your favorite thing. It should be two tiers down.
Okay.
It's still something you like to eat, but like it, and the one-time thing is two tiers above your favorite.
I would pay right now $500 for a year's supply of chicken. If I could somehow do that, and I don't love the chicken breast I eat every day.
Right, I know.
If I could just knock that off of my bills.
Right, yeah, no, that would be fantastic. If I had a year's supply of food, guaranteed.
That's a more realistic. Would you rather pay a lot of money for a high-end meal or be able to afford to eat for a year?
Yeah, exactly. That's the question. That's actually what the question is.
Yeah.
As much as I want, because like me and you, we have this luxury dinner planned.
At some point, yes.
At some point. But eating throughout the years until we get to that point is far more important.
That's the thing that's so upsetting. I love going out to eat. And as a chef, you want to go and experience new things.
You do. You
especially do. Unique creative things.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm dying. So, yeah, it's relevant to my work. It sucks I get to do it every 5 years, maybe.
Right.
Barring some medical emergency.
Right.
Like, I just took my cat to the vet. Fucking grand.
Ugh.
Love it. I love my little girl. I'll do anything for her.
Absolutely.
But what if I was saving up money for a dinner?
Right,
or
exactly.
A trip up to my cabin.
Right.
And now I just lost the grand.
Right, because a medical emergency just pops up out of nowhere. And now things are tight. And now it's like, oh man. Again, like you were saying, I was saving for a luxury dinner.
Yeah.
A super fancy night out with the, you know, a good time to relax and not have to look at the menu and look at the prices.
The other day, I bought a steak and a salad, which felt fancy to me.
Ooh, yeah.
$40. Yeah.
Was that a good steak?
It was a good steak. I had some for breakfast this morning.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
With some eggs, which was nice as well.
Nice. That's a lot. That's expensive.
A lot. I don't know if you could get a steak for cheaper at a restaurant.
Oh, it wasn't at a restaurant?
No.
Okay.
I made it myself.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a really good steak then.
By itself. No sauce, no blue cheese crust, nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, nothing. Just staked it up. Nice.
I mean, I was very full, and I hadn't eaten in days. Cause right.
You know.
Friday I couldn't because I had to work 13 hours. So yeah, would I rather eat for a year or have a really nice meal? I'm going to eat for a year.
Yeah.
If it gets to be my favorite thing too, oh my God.
Again, let's say two tiers down.
Even that is something still I love. Lower.
It's something you enjoy, I feel like, should be the compensation.
If I could get the snacks we try on the YouTube channel for free for a year.
No, that would...
I would be so happy.
It would be really nice as an expense for work, though.
Yeah. And I would get to try a bunch of shit.
Mm-hmm.
That would be way worth it. But, I mean, if the ultimate dinner is truly ultimate...
How soon am I dying after this?
You have a whole lifetime.
Oh, well...
You just get a nice night or a nice year.
I'll take the year, please.
Because again, with the year, I could save so much money and be like, okay, when this year is up, I get to, I have to really save.
That's a really good, like the rest of my life is better.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to worry about food.
I mean, if I just could get rid of these luxuries like sleeping and eating.
Right, exactly.
I'd be so much better off.
Exactly.
So doing it for, I mean, like, it'd be a really nice hotel I get to stay in and a really nice dinner. God, but only for one night. It's just so not worth it.
It would have to be for at minimum 24 hours.
Something that feels truly luxurious to me is just not worth it for... If the other option is I get to live a little bit more comfortably.
Right, because the way I'm thinking about it is I get pure bliss for one day or like 30% of my worries are gone for a year.
Right. And that is just so the distinction between the rich and the poor.
Right.
Like... I would be so alleviated by having free money to spend on food.
Yes.
Even just my basic needs covered.
Yes.
Not even I'm full, just I'm alive.
Right.
That alone is covered.
Right.
Versus I couldn't even think about this.
I think even if we like chopped it down to like you get one free full meal a day.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. Please.
One meal.
You don't have to worry about one
free meal a day.
Oh my
every
God.
Every day.
That would give me a whole one extra meal a day. What I mean by that is one meal added on to what I already eat.
Yeah, exactly.
On certain days.
Because some days you just eat one meal.
If that. If right. You're lucky.
Well, like, I mean, for you, if that.
I mean, some days it's not even a meal. Yeah, it's like, true. Here's a piece of this, here's a little of that.
Like you just scrap
you just
and
pick
throw
all day,
out.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, again, it's kind of rare. The idea, what's luxurious about it is the idea of being able to sit without worry and have a meal.
That's the true luxury. Like, you don't have to worry about...
Look, yeah, it kind of has nothing to do with the food. If someone could take away my worry while I have dinner, and it's a bland dinner...
Right.
I'd feel... you're telling me I can sit...
Yes.
And I get to relax...
Yep.
And it's a full meal. A full meal!
I'm not worried about the bill
later. I get courses, I get a salad, and a dessert? Oh my God, what?
Like, I was thinking, like a full... Meat.
You're thinking
starch.
Of one full plate.
Yes,
right. No.
That's what I'm thinking about.
I'm thinking full meal.
Dessert.
An appetizer. A salad.
Oh, that would be.
I can't remember the last time I had a full meal.
You know how sad that is?
Even on Thanksgiving, my mom will make a turkey and stuffing and potatoes and shit and gravy. and this canned cranberries.
Yeah.
That's about it.
There's
no, and that's great, and it's one full plate, yeah. But, like, there's, that is, and that's a full meal, sure.
Yeah.
But course-wise...
No. There's usually no appetizer.
I can't remember the last time I had a full meal. Especially a good one.
I can't eat a full meal in one sitting.
I mean, if it was a full meal that was catered to be a full meal.
If it was catered to me, like a small appetizer, wait some time, eat a dinner, wait some time.
Right.
Take some dessert, because I'm not really a dessert person.
Right.
But, you know, like, let's share some flan.
Right.
Yeah, no, I couldn't tell you the last time I've done that.
Especially with friends. I mean, that makes it a lot more better if I could get a group of people whose schedules could just line up.
Right.
Because everyone's so busy all the time.
Right.
And just sit and have a meal with them, and it's a really good meal. I mean, yeah, that sounds lovely, but at this point, even taking a week off of work is so stressful.
Yes.
Because it's like, can I afford to live if I do this?
Yep, I have to line up which week I take off, so I know I have this amount of money coming in when at least rent is due.
Yep.
When rent is due, I need to have at least this amount of money.
Yeah. I'm always in a place where it's like, if I break my leg, I'm still going to have to work.
That's so true. I am so much more cautious because I can't afford to go to the hospital.
Yep.
Not just because the hospital bill is going to be expensive.
Right.
But because I can't work.
Right. So, yeah, when you face those sorts of things, the idea of one luxury meal, it's like, that doesn't sound that great, actually.
It's not that great.
I'd rather eat.
Yeah, exactly. Every day, and then there's one time. I'd rather have the
luxury of eating every day. And true. On that note, this has been Kitchen Open Late, but the kitchen is now closed, so get the fuck out.
Peace.